Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. I'm going to continue this week with where we were last week, talking about the blood of Jesus. There's no greater theme, other than the person of the Lord Jesus, than the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter tells us that this blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is ransoming blood. It redeems us. You see, we have been actually redeemed not by things like silver and gold, but we've been redeemed, purchased, bought back by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's amazing. And what makes this blood so vital is this blood is the blood of the God-man. That's the only blood that could have saved us. You know, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. It was the blood of Jesus that has cleansed us. And why it was powerful was because of the identity of the one whose blood it was, the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you know that he's the only perfect man who's ever lived? But not only is he the only perfect man who's ever lived, he's the God-man. Hey, that's a whole lot I've just said there. I just said a simple sentence, but it's powerful. If you'll think about it for the rest of the day, oh, he was the only perfect humanity, the only perfect man. He was the perfection of humanity. He was the idea that God had in mind when God created man. You remember, he created man in his own image? He appointed him to be king upon the earth and gave him power and dominion over all things. But that was never realized. Adam failed. Oh, yeah, I mean, it was a simple task. Adam, come on, you could do it. No, he couldn't do it. Never was fulfilled. Oh, no, and not one man ever since Adam has ever fulfilled it. But Jesus came along, and he was the perfect man, the sinless man, the righteous man, and he had dominion and power and authority. Oh, yes, there he is, the Lord Jesus, who is like him. And for the first time, the Father beholds his own thoughts fulfilled and realized in the person of the Lord Jesus. Isn't he lovely? Isn't he lovely? And the Lord Jesus was really fully comprehended only by the Father. We haven't even grasped who Jesus is. And the Father has only been comprehended by the Lord Jesus. Oh, it is a wonderful relationship in the gospel. And Jesus hung upon the cross there, fully God, fully man, poured out his blood to ransom, redeem, to save us. So let me ask you, what do you think of Jesus? What do you, yes you, what do you think of Jesus? Is he lovely? Is he wonderful? Are you thrilled by the fact that he went to the cross, died upon the cross, and took the wrath of God? Right there, you know, when we talk about the cross and the sufferings of Jesus, we're not talking about the pain, although that was horrible. It's not the pain. Remember, he talked about the cup and he said, "Let this cup pass from me." That wasn't the pain he was talking about. It was the wrath of God. And he took that wrath. He was punished for sinners. Have you believed in him? If you'll trust him today for your salvation, he'll save you to the uttermost. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.